Welcome to the Go With The Flow podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Gilardi. From owning a high-performance coaching business and closing millions of dollars in sales, I can tell you the quickest way to growth is performing from your highest state. So what we do here is bring you the most updated and top tactics within high performance so you can grow your business and your sales. On top of that, living a fulfilled life by growing internally through mindset and spirituality, because both intertwine with each other beautifully. I'm excited for you to be here on the Go With The Flow podcast, and let's jump right in. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Go With The Flow podcast. Today is one of these guest episodes, you know, these little things that we do here to bring value to you guys on a very minimum level. Of course. Today we're bringing in Adrian McKeon. And just so you know, the topic we're going to be talking about is realigning to your authentic gifts, which is huge, and natural creative rhythm. So that way you can release all the masterpieces within yourself with ease and enjoyment. And I got to tell you, this resonates with me because I think a lot of people aren't really releasing their gifts. There's so many shoulds and should not do's and all these strategies and things. And it's like, what's true to yourself? Now, I ask people what success, right? I mean, I ask people what success means to them. And most people just say what they've been told. And kind of sucks. So today we're going to break that open. And just so you know, Adrian is a best-selling author. She has a lot She has a lot of creativity and sustainable productivity expert knowledge for us. And she has a PhD in performance studies. So Adrian, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, I am so, so passionate about this. I think probably because I spent most of my life doing exactly what most people are doing, which is trying to morph myself into what I think the world wants. I wanted to become exactly what people were looking for. And so I had this assumption, this idea of like what people will pay for, what the market is looking for. And I spent all this time trying to shove myself into that box in all the different ways, clipping off all the weird parts of myself to try to fit in there. And it never worked. Spoiler alert. I was always miserable. And I finally had this opportunity. It didn't feel like an opportunity at the time, never does, right? But it was an opportunity to finally embrace my true authentic self and to start showing up and shining and just really giving my natural gifts. At the time, it felt like everything around me was dying. I was losing my job. I was losing my relationship. It felt like a death. But really, it was that space was opening up for me to finally show up as my true self. And I have never looked back. It's been full speed ahead from there. And I really want this experience for everyone on the planet. I want everyone to feel like they can just show up and shine just as they are.
That is so beautifully said. Like, two things that really stuck out about that is, for one, is the whole, you know, kind of what the universe does. It's like, hey, I lost all these things. You can sit there and be like, oh crap, like my life is falling apart. I suck. I'm not worthy of all these things. Or it's just the universe saying, hey, you know what? Got to put you through a little pain for a second because we need to open up space for what you truly want. That was so nicely said. And the other thing was like, what happened after once you decided, hey, I'm not going to fit myself into this box? I think that almost every entrepreneur I've ever known go through. And I feel like that's a big reason why a lot of people are stuck, is they're just not being who they authentically be, because then when they try to be, all these fears come in. Is that kind of what you went through getting into that transition?
Absolutely. All the fears, all the crying in the stairwell, all the rejection, all the, right? Just that feeling of like, when you're surrounded by the wrong audience, they don't value what you have. And so you are not valuable in that context. And so how can you value yourself? It is only when you start to find the right audience and you start to connect with them and go, oh, I'm valuable to these people. They value what I have to offer. And suddenly you understand your own value and you start to see it in context.
Powerful.
So Release Your Masterpiece. This is my book that's coming out on May 1st. And part of the, like, probably the crux of the whole process is kind of inverting that idea of like, okay, I have to be what the market wants. Instead, it's recognizing what are my natural gifts and who needs these gifts, and then surrounding yourself with those people, finding your team, the people who really are going to be like cheerleaders for you because they value what you have to offer. And everything stems from there, because you can navel gaze all day long and go, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? And you'll be this in this context, and you'll be this in this context, and you'll never figure it out. But once you actually find that audience that values your natural gifts and you start giving those gifts, then it's very freaking obvious who you are. You are those gifts. You are that energy that these people value.
But, you know, I thought we lived in a world with like limited opportunity and that you have to fold to create a solution for people's problems. Holy crap, this is new.
Right? It really does force you to kind of challenge these assumptions that you've made. I think so many people had their assumptions challenged in the last few years.
Big time.
We really thought we had it figured out, didn't we? We really thought we knew how the world worked.
And then the wrecking ball came through the window.
That's right. A wrecking ball came through, and all these people who thought they had it figured out and who thought they had won the game realized that things can change in a heartbeat. And that strategy you had that worked like a charm suddenly doesn't work anymore. And so what you need to have is a process, a cycle that goes on and on and continues and iterates as you go, so that when change comes, and change will come, that is the only constant, is change. When change comes, you can iterate with it. You can be ready for it. You can respond to it in real time with your authentic energy. And then it becomes easy, and then it becomes fun. And then it just becomes a cycle that repeats and repeats and is a fun little game that you get to play with yourself in the universe.
And you get to live as yourself and attract the audience and the people that you want. So, what, and I think this really ties really well into where we're going to go with this. And so what about for those people that are saying, hey, you know, I'm not a creative type. Mm. So they block themselves there.
Those are my favorite types, because I get to spark this little light that has never been sparked within them, which is, guess what? You are a creative type, because creativity is just innovation. That's all it is. Anytime you come up with a new idea, anytime you come up with something unique that the world has not seen before, you are creating. You are creative. And all creation is co-creation with Source. So every time you're creating something, it's not all on you. You are actually in concert. You are a team with the universe creating your dream.
I love it.
And so once you get out of your own ego way and stop trying to control all the parameters and thinking it's all on you to do everything, once you accept, like, wait a second, innovation comes to me from my own intuition, but it's coming from the source that is connected to everything, then you realize, wow, it's freaking magic, right? All I have to do is just show up and give my authentic energy, and the rest just happens. These synchronicities start to bubble up. Have you ever had that happen to you?
Oh yeah, big time. And I think what a lot of people are going to wonder, because I think this is definitely going to resonate really at a deep level, because people really box themselves in by not feeling creative, you know? And
yes.
And would you say that for those people that are creative, I'm sure they have a nice flow to themselves, but the people that feel like, hey, I'm not a creative person, do you feel like it's helpful to get into a space where you can receive creative ideas? How would you go about doing that if you were just feeling stuck and just wasn't flowing?
That's such a great question. This is probably my favorite question. So, because all so much of what I talk about is just how to attune your inspiration antenna. Just how to be a channel for inspiration energy. And if you are a problem solver, okay, that's creative energy. Anytime that you are open to receiving something new, that is being open to inspiration energy, but it's a playful energy. And you have to come into it from a playful standpoint. I think the big thing is that we're trying to do things perfectly the first time, and that never works because everything starts with a mess. If you try to, like, let's say you're baking a loaf of bread, okay? And you tried to taste it in the middle of the process. How do you think that would taste?
Oh, just wonderful.
Delicious, right? It'd be gross. It's like, oh, this is dough. It's just nasty. You have to give it time. You have to give it time to rise. You have to beat it back down again and then give it time to rise again and then cook it. And then it's delicious. But the mess is the fun part. Once you accept that, like, okay, this is going to be messy for a little bit. And just enjoy that playful, messy experimentation process. The first draft is the worst draft. It always is because it gets better from there. One of my favorite things to teach people is what I call the doer method. So it's dreaming, organizing, executing, and revising. And that beautiful little cycle is what keeps your creative rhythm moving. And so when you start with that dreaming phase, that's just allowing yourself to open up to all the possibilities. So often we cut ourselves off from possibilities because we think that's not going to make me money. That's not what my audience wants. That's not. Once you get rid of all those judgments and just open yourself to whatever ideas come, you will be amazed at what shows up. And once you actually accept that and go, okay, this is resonating with me for some reason, I don't know why, right? You won't necessarily understand it at first, but you just accept it and you go, okay, I'm just going to see where this goes. And you follow it down the rabbit hole and you start to just branch it out, do a little mind map, figure out what all is in there. And then you just write something or speak something. I often just talk straight into, you know, a translation app. Same. Not translation app.
Like Otter or something.
Otter,
like
exactly. Yeah. Not translation.
Yeah, I love it. The word.
Transcription app.
It's a gift yes. for speakers.
Exactly. Just talk to yourself. Okay. You don't have to be a writer. Just talk. Talk it out. Talk it out with somebody else. And you'll be amazed at how it starts to take shape. And then you start to see, oh, that's why it connects to my audience. Here's where the value is for this audience. And you discover it as you go. And then you show up and you give it to your audience and then you listen to their feedback and you iterate and you do it all again. And as you go, it gets better and better and better. And your content becomes more and more resonant with that audience. But you have to start with just pretending and not even pretending, accepting that you know nothing. You know nothing. You don't know yourself. You don't know your audience. You don't know anything. Okay. You have to be completely open to just what is and what comes. I do a lot of what I call free writing, the brain dump, right? You can call it morning pages, whatever you want to call it. But basically, it's just opening up a notebook or something and just whatever happens to be in your head, just get it out. Speak it or write it, get it out of your head. Because if it's taking up room up here, it's not doing you or anybody else any good. It's just like a pair of dark glasses that you're walking around, like trying to see the world through.
This is powerful stuff because you're kind of taking away in just the D part, in just the dream, it's like enter in a playful state, take away your perfectionist side, pretend like you don't know nothing, which opens up all this can of worms to actually learn because the worst thing is acting like you know what you're doing. And it just creates a very relaxed state. And I can attest to that. You know, my whole signature high performance program called the D method came from in meditation. I was meditating and I wasn't actually even open to ideas at the time. I wasn't axing or saying, hey, I want these ideas to come to me, which you can and cannot do either way. But I was just sitting there and all of a sudden it was like, boom, this is what people need that they don't have. And I just started writing, like you said, just writing down everything. And that turned into my signature program that I help with clients now. It's crazy. But sitting there trying to be like, I got to figure out what people want and I got to figure out how I'm going to fit in and all this stuff stressed me out, made me close in my doors and talk about Think and Grow Rich with Napoleon Hill. I mean, you just can't have these golden ideas come to you if you're not dreaming.
That's right. And that is the part of the cycle that we are the most disconnected from in this society.
Woo, bomb drop.
We are so yang, right? It's just yang, yang, yang all the time, like do, 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 do. And that's a beautiful, wonderful energy. And we need that energy, but we also need the yin. We also need that emptiness, that space, so that something new can come into being. Otherwise, you just keep rehashing the same ideas over and over and over again, and just repackaging them a little bit. And your audience wants the authentic you. And to find the authentic you, you have to get out of your own way and stop pretending like you know who you are. Because you're just telling yourself stories about yourself. And that's just history, right? That's who you've been. To become the person that you are becoming, you have to create space. You have to create emptiness. Every yes is a no to something else. And so when you're saying yes to these old ideas about yourself, you are saying no to the future you. You're not leaving room. You're not leaving space for that person to become. I just had a great opportunity. Somebody invited me to go to this really amazing event in New Orleans. But I looked at it and I went, you know what? That's the old me. That's the kind of thing that I would get really excited about a few years ago. And that's not where my energy is anymore. And I have to accept that. And so I turned it down because I know that that space is taking up energy that could be used for something that I didn't even know was an opportunity until it comes. You don't even know that opportunity exists, and maybe it doesn't even exist until you set that intention and leave that space for it to coalesce and become.
It kind of seems like it's like a positive battle with like your new self and your old self. It's like your old self is pulling to these events and these old friends, maybe, you know, that's something I went through. It's like,
oh yeah,
getting to old friends sometimes. I'm just like, it's like gossip and small talk. And I'm just like, I don't want to like even be a part of this anymore. And it's like that quote. It's like, if you realize how powerful a single thought was, you would never want to think a negative thought again, which I can't remember who said that. Damn, I'm gonna have to put that up in the show notes, guys. But it's like that. And it's really powerful and empowering that you are someone that, and I'm sure you failed in the past with that, but that you can step up and actually say, even with the temptation, hey, this is who I am. This is who I'm becoming. This is who I believe in. So I'm going to stay aligned with myself and my vision, because that's going to bring in the fruition of impacting clients around the world, creating better finances and a thriving business for myself, and really living the life on your terms. And it's worth it.
It is so worth it. If I can leave you with one idea today, I know how scary this is to take that leap of faith. I know how hard it is to have that void around you of getting rid of those things that aren't working for you anymore. And all you have to do, like you just said, is notice. Just notice when something doesn't feel right and just acknowledge that and go, okay, that's not where my energy wants to go right now. So I'm not going to put my energy there. You don't have to like cut it off with a carving knife. You know, you don't have to make it this big dramatic ritual of like, I'm never speaking to you again. Just retract your energy. Just pull it back. You don't need to put it there anymore. If somebody's trying to bait you online, right? You can just decide, no, I'm just not going to put my energy there right now. And just keep that energy, keep your sovereignty to yourself and just see what happens. That's where the magic starts to happen.
And that's where the dreaming phase of your doer method comes into play.
Yes, yes. Because when you create that space, when you create that emptiness, these things, genius just sparks. You'll be on a walk or in the shower or, you know, talking to somebody and it's just like, boom, there it is.
This is really cool. So the doer cycle, I know that was just the D, and the doer cycle is something that you teach in depth when you work with either clients or in your content or when people follow you. But the dreaming part is your biggest, like, that's where people grow. That's where people start to believe in themselves and start to realize their true potential.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody kind of has a comfort zone, you know, in that cycle. Some people are great at dreaming, but they have a hard time bridging that gap into how do I make this dream a reality? And then there are people who are great at organizing, right? They will just make you lists and to-do lists and, or, you know, outlines all day long, but then actually executing is a challenge. Then there are people who are great executors. They can just, you know, create, but then they never look at it again and they never do anything with it. Or they do it too soon and it's a mess. And then it's too much of a mess for them to even do anything with it because it's not aligned to their values. Right. Yeah. And then they feel like they just wasted a bunch of time. And then there are revisers who love to just go back and fix the same stuff over and over and over again and just make it a little bit better and better and better and better, but they never create anything new. And so when you can really breathe into that cycle as a cycle and recognize, I don't have to do everything all at once. In fact, I cannot do everything all at once, and just focus on one energy at a time. That's when it becomes really easy and fun to create. Because if you have, for example, writers out there, okay, I know you know what I'm talking about. When you're writing and you have your little editor sitting on your shoulder, who's like, hey, that's not very good. And it's trying to fix it like before you even write it. That's never going to work. Okay. You're just going to be in conflict with yourself the whole time. So you just got to tell that editor, like, I love you. You're wonderful. And I need your revising energy. You and your red pen are my best friend. But right now I need you to go get yourself an ice cream. Go for a long walk, right? Walk whatever away. You got to do. Yeah. Just the executor is executing right now. Okay. And just let me pour it out. And then you can come back. And it's like, I always say, you know, the D-O-E-R, it goes with the seasons too. So the dreaming is winter, organizing is spring, executing is summer, and revising is the fall, the harvest. And so that's when we come back and we look at this beautiful orchard that we have grown. And we go, okay, well, what am I creating? I'm creating an apple pie. So now I'm going to go through and find all the perfect apples for this apple pie. That doesn't mean that pears are disgusting. That doesn't mean that peaches are gross. It just means I'm not using those at this moment. But all of that is going to be used. Even if I don't use it in something directly, it mulches. And it just makes the ideas even richer that are going to come in the future.
Wow.
Power. So none of that effort is wasted.
I love this because I really do feel like, even though it's like we went through these sections of the business world where everyone needs to hustle, and now we're going through a phase where people are like, work smarter, not harder, but still people are still hustling and they're just not taking time to like create some white space, as I call it, which is what you're saying, give you space to mind dump, to actually, you know, tap into the genius within. And it's really going to help people to slow down, to actually speed up. So guys, this is huge. I mean, talk about like jam-packed value bombs in like 25 minutes. So a couple things before we start to close this off is what we covered is that there really isn't anything as a creative type. You can be creative and innovative at any moment. You just have to put yourself in a place to do that and to create real value by being yourself and letting your authentic gifts come out. Stop trying to close yourself in a box that you think is needed. Instead, create some space, learn about yourself, let the ideas flow, put it out there, monetize your content by what works and what doesn't, and go through a journey of discovery with yourself. And that's what's going to bring the real value, as we've just learned, to yourself. Genius is a renewable resource. You can tap into that by doing this. And one of the best ways to do that and to spark that genius is to use the doer cycle, which you heard about, the D, which is important. And you're going to have to go connect to learn more about this. So before we close off, is there anything, Adrian, that you want to leave, any final last tips? And then also let us know where we can follow you on social media, learn more about your program, your content, and get the help we need for anybody that feels like stuck within themselves and is ready to take that leap to the life that they've always wanted.
Absolutely. I think the biggest place where people get stuck is they say, well, I don't really know what I want. And I always laugh when somebody says that to me, because the truth is, of course, you know what you want. You know exactly what you want. It's just that you don't think that's possible. You don't believe that that's possible for you. And so you've cut yourself off from your true desire. And when you cut yourself off from your desire, then of course you can't want anything. And so you just sit there and go, I don't know. I don't want anything. None of this sounds good, right? It's like if you are craving pizza, right? You're desperately craving pizza, but the pizza place that you love is closed. Then everything else that somebody brings up, you're going to be like, no, that sounds good. I'm not that hungry. Never mind. So you have to just recognize that your desire, that's like your GPS signal leading you to your destiny. Desire actually comes from the word desidere, of the stars. Okay. Your desire is what is written for you in the stars. So trust it. Trust your desire. What you want really matters. Trust it.
And then if they can believe in themselves, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm holding you back at that point.
That's right. That's right.
Where can they find more about you? Because you just have a great energy. And I think you could really unlock people's potential in an easy way.
Thank you. Well, they can come and see me at ADRIEMAC, AudreyMack.com.
Beautiful, guys. Please go check her out. As you know, re-listen to this episode, because as you hear this 2-3 times, you start to pick up on little things that you never really knew you would pick up on. And you start to really learn about yourself, and something will just naturally click. And when that click happens, usually good results follow. So of course, share this episode with 2 to 3 friends. We love to be the positive giver of positivity in this world. And I'm sure there's a lot of entrepreneur friends that you guys know that really need to hear this message. I really need to be like, damn, I've been trying to do so much shit that it's just not me. And it's time I really look into myself and let that out. So thank you so much, Adrian, for showing up today and giving value. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. And I would love to give you a little more value. If you come to my website and go onto the Be a Doer section, you will find a place to get a free sneak peek of the Doer deck, which is an organizer organized around these principles.
I love that. And guys, we'll link that all up in the show notes. You can just click below, see more, and then go right to her website. Thank you for being a valued listener of the Go With The Flow podcast, where we go with the flow of life of ourselves. We grow our business. We get our time back. We're more present in our relationships. We live our life as a high achiever, and we accomplish and leave a legacy. See you guys on the next episode. Take care. Thanks, Adrian.
Thank you.
Did you know one of the biggest struggles for successful entrepreneurs and sales reps is not being able to have high levels of focus over the long term? This doesn't just affect your business, but it also affects your presence and positive emotions in your personal life also. So if you're feeling really distracted lately, if you're feeling like you're feeling the judgments of other people around you in the world, that you're tired and you have brain fog by 2 p.m., 3 p.m., and you can't focus anymore, then I have an absolutely big, huge surprise for you right now. It's called Supercharged Brain, and it's absolutely free. It's a training I developed so that way you can access flow state within 6 minutes every single day. Flow state is the most optimal state a human being can be in, where creativity flows, the judgment and self-critic of yourself dissolves. You become so focused on the task at hand that time feels like it diminishes. You ever heard that I'm in the zone line? That's exactly what you're gonna feel. So you can get more done in less time. Your business, your sales, and your life will increase dramatically. So if you're looking to participate in this training exercise, it's called Supercharged Brain, and it's at jonathangelardi.com/fire. And I'll see you there, my friends. Also, if you love this podcast episode, please give me a rating on Apple Podcasts. It helps spread the word, spread the podcast, change more lives. And that's what I love. And thank you for being a listener. I'll see you on the next one.